This is the Real Royal Family Podcast with your co-host, Valerie Wright. And we're here to take back your crown and the jewels that are on it. The jewels of your life, your joy, and your purpose. Only God's love and power can conquer trauma. Now, this is not virtual reality. It is spiritual reality. It is not a game, but we are going to treat it as a challenge to destroy what is destroying you. And God's word says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Let's get it. Get it. Get it. Welcome to the fruit inspection episode of the Real Royal Family. So we as kingdom citizens, the kingdom of truth, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of life, we are to investigate and we are to make sure that the things that we believe and the things that we say and our actions line up with our Father's kingdom. And the reason why this is very important, when we do things that are out of line with our Father's kingdom, we harm ourselves by opening up doors to darkness, death, destruction, deception, everything that we don't want in our life. The goal of us, our fruit inspection, that's how you tell which kingdom something is from. All right, so we are going to learn how to be fruit inspectors. The first thing that we inspect the fruit of is ourselves. We always start within, not with other people. Our responsibility is to stand in front of the Father and hear Him say to us, well done, my good and faithful servant. Not about what someone else did to you. So the power comes from being in line with the King, His kingdom laws and ordinances, and then that way we go back to our original form and intent, is that He made us in His image. So there is really only one power. That power is God. And Luke 10:19, our Father says to us through His Son Jesus, behold, I give unto you power. And the rest of it is to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. God has power. He has made us in His image. He has given us the power. We go back to Genesis, and that power is to have dominion over the land, the air, the sea, the animals, the works of our hands, never other people. We are only to have self-control, not other people control. And that is one of the problems with tyrants, bullies, narcissists, and fill in the blank. All right. So our first fruit inspection comes from our life. So as detectives, because fruit inspection, anything that you inspect, you have to detect, because you have to really know what the good thing is supposed to be. So basically, what does the word say it's supposed to be, and what you actually have on hand. So when we're inspecting fruit, we want to know where the fruit came from. What's the tree that the fruit came from? What is the message that the fruit is carrying? Where is the fruit or the behavior or the thought taking you to, if you follow it all the way to the end? And just remember, our God is the gift, and He's also the giver of good gifts. So if you're looking at a fruit and it's not good fruit, then you automatically know. You don't even have to go through all of the detective questions that we will go through. You already know, okay, it's garbage. It belongs to the kingdom of darkness. And I need to now search in the word and figure out what God said I should be and how to get this rottenness out of my life and away from the rest of the fruit of my life, so I can have a nice, clean, and clear path. How you see things depends upon, is determined upon the lenses that you have on. So are they the right lenses? Did a doctor give you a prescription but you don't need one? Did a foot doctor write out a prescription for eyeglass lenses? Do these lenses have blockers on it? Are they rose colored? Do they block out all the light so you can't see anything? So just remember, there's always something called perception, and the perception that we as kingdom citizens from heaven, the third heaven, the heaven where the Father of Light rules and where everything good and perfect comes from, we are to have things only from that kingdom and what the Father says and not what we think or believe or feel. Your feelings can lie to you, and this is actually a very good way, being fruit inspectors, to tell whether your feelings are liars. Ever said, oh, you love somebody and you'll never love anybody else, and meanwhile you're in the second grade and you're saying this, and then by the time you get into the third grade you're like, who's that? Oh, I forgot. You were so infatuated with that toy, that person, that song, that cartoon character, and now you've moved on and you've grown up and you've totally forgotten about it. So our first lesson is, the food inspector, is to know that nothing is neutral. Okay, so the goal is not to become philosophical, nor argue points like attorneys, nor run around, talking, gossiping, being town criers. The goal is for us to stop stepping into traps set by the kingdom of darkness. It wants us destroyed. It wants us not to reach our purpose. So traps keep us walking around the same mountain instead of going into our promised land. So the first thing to do is we must put on the mind of Christ. We are to speak the language of heaven, light, and life. We are to do what heaven says we are to do. We are to get out of the gutter and into the golden chariot. So Philippians 2:5 in Amplified says, have this same attitude in yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus. So look to him as your example in selfless humility. Now, a lot of times when the word talks about selfless humility, and the behaviors of Christ, human beings tend to take these things really too far. So he is our sample and example. He is in us and we are in him. It doesn't mean that if you are a ballet dancer or a painter, you shouldn't do ballet or paint because Jesus didn't do it. It means that you are to follow the pattern of what he did. Have the vision of where you, the kingdom, what the seed of the Father planted in you, what's your goal here, the goal for you being here, and so you can finish your race and get the crown in the mighty name of Jesus. So we are going to use our eyes, our ears, our nose, what's the fragrance of something, our skin, taste. The word says taste and see that I am good. We're going to start. And so we're going to use all of our senses. We're going to use the word, but we are also going to do the who, what, when, where, why, and how. So I'm going to take you through the first sample of how to be a fruit inspector. So one of my proteges that I trained, she said a prayer to God one day, why didn't you make me a fighter? And she prayed for someone to help her. God sent me in the exact state that I was in. So one of the things when I was teaching this protege how I chose and figured out how I was being lied to by the world, the flesh, and the devil. Was it something that we were miseducated by our tradition, by our race, by our country? Okay, the flesh, it wants to do what it wants to do. And the kingdom of darkness also has its rules and tricks and traps. And Kevin Zadi, when he could see into the spirit realm, he said, you have no idea. We as believers have no idea, or actually everyone, have no idea how much the invisible realm, the demons and the spirits from that realm are yelling things in our ear, waiting for us to repeat it or act on it. Okay, so always remember that there's a choice to make. You always have choices. So one of the things that my protege would say to me when I said, listen, you need deliverance as well as I need a deliverance. That doesn't mean that you need to go to a deliverance church. Yes, some people need that. Nothing wrong with it. But there's also plenty of places online that you can go for deliverance. And if you actually go to therealroyalfamily.com and just explore, play around, there's territory takers, there's power tools, and there's a page where you could just start reading the blood of Jesus. You confess that in the morning and you confess it before you go to sleep, and you begin to see a shift, and things happen. Because we have to do things our kingdom's way. And when you start making those confessions about the power of the blood, remember I said there's power and there's only one power. So you've been in this world, let's say 20, 30, 40, 50, however many years, and you've been learning things the world's way, being miseducated. It's now time to learn what the word says about you, what you're, the one who created you put a purpose in you. The one that created you made you with a purpose and for a reason. And so the best way to get to the goal line is to figure out what the Father wants you to do. So just go back, and let's go back to my protege. So I would send her links to listen to, and one of the first people I sent her to was Jerry McGee. Jerry McGee used to talk about word vows ourselves. It doesn't matter if you're joking or not joking. The things that we say about ourselves, doesn't matter if it's in jest or it's serious, will determine how our future is molded. The things that teachers and parents and pastors say about the people who they are in authority over can also be very impactful. So going back to the protege again, so I would send her these YouTube links to go to Jerry McGee. Jerry McGee was very helpful to me. It made me very aware of the vows that I was making, the vows that people of my race made, the vows that women made, and the vows that people in, you know, the class that I was born into, the class that I'm not in that class now, say, and how they perceive. Remember those lenses that you're looking through? How they perceive, and how the kingdom of darkness benefits when you speak the proclamations of the kingdom of darkness. So going once back to the protege, so I would send her the link of Jerry McGee. So one of the links was basically, what are word vows? So word vows are things that you say about yourself and you believe and you make it happen in your life. And then I would just devour these videos until I watched pretty much every video Jerry McGee had. And so I would send her a video by Jerry McGee. And then let's say a week later, I would send another one. And then a week later, I would send another one. And then I would just happen to be talking, and I was like, hey, did you listen to the Jerry McGee video? She's like, oh, I didn't get a chance. And I was like, okay. Second week, did you listen? I didn't get a chance. And so remember, I'm sending one every week because I had the perception that she called on God. She said she wanted to be free and she wanted to be a fighter. So I'm sending information to be the things that God sent me to teach you, because I'm a special forces believer, and so that's what you asked for. But I'm taking you through basic, and you're not doing sit-ups or push-ups. I'm sending you this stuff, and it's really just, you know, carving out an hour or 2 hours. Everybody learns at a different rate, so maybe what took me 2 hours to watch might take her 2.5 or 3. That wasn't a problem. But so then at a certain point, I said to her, I was like, why aren't you watching the videos that I sent to you? And she said, well, like, I started watching one. I was like, oh, great, good, good. How far did you get? Well, I got like, you know, 5 to 10 minutes in. It was just so much. And I said, it was so much what? It's just, you know, so much. And then I was like, what do you mean by that? It's just, it's too much. It's too much. And I said, okay, so let's slow this down. I need you to hear what you're saying. Now, This is the Reader's Digest version, which means it's a very short version of it. I got a lot of resistance. And the reason when God has sent you to someone to get them unbound, the spirit that is using them, the vampire spirit that is feeding off of their destiny, feeding off of their sorrow and their humiliation, and has them in a cage, doesn't want them free, because that caged human soul is one, it's food for the other kingdom, and it is also a way for the kingdom of darkness to say, I have hurt the father because I have one of his children trapped up in a cage. And very often, people in this cage, they will fight freedom. And, you know, people, lifeguards will tell you that they will often go to save people, and that person will end up fighting them. I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version of this. So basically, I said, so let's sit down. Let's discover what you're saying. Oh, I don't really want to talk about it. I'm telling you it's too much, and you learn at a different rate than I do, and you and I are different people. I said, no doubt. And that is okay. And the person who knows this better than you or I is the one who sent me. So take a breath and just let's do some discovery right here. So you are saying this is too much. Let's take this through. Let's be detectives and examine where this thought is coming from. So my first question to my protege is, who would say to you, this is too much? And usually the answer was, I don't know. When someone says, I don't know, there's forces going on within them. And basically what is happening is they don't want to think. They're not used to thinking. There's a spirit involved that wants everything to be done for them and wants it to be nice and easy. So it's a sign that people don't want to do the work, because once you answer a question and you know the answer, then you'll have to do something about it. And so when people say, I don't know, it is really because they don't want to take the next step to their own freedom. So we got over that. I said, who would want you to say this is too much? She said, well, you know, I think it's too much. And I said, do you really think it's too much? Because you are the one that said, God, help me. I want to be a fighter. I want to be free. I don't know what's going on with me, but I know how I'm living is not right. I said, did you say that to yourself? I said, so the Father sent me to you. And so now the method that I'm using to get you free, you are now telling me that I need to stop because it's too much for you. I said, is it too much for you to watch a video, to carve out some time to watch a video that I've watched? I watched it. I'm not sending you something I haven't watched. This helped me to be free. This helped me to stop walking around the same mountain. I said, who? So we know it's not you. I said, so that's a lie. And now recognize that you are speaking things which aren't true. So this means something is telling you to not speak truth. And so now when I ask a question, I need you to put on the mind of Christ and let's really, really get these spiritual influences off of you so you can be free. I said, so who would tell you that this is too much? Well, I do still think that it is too much. You know, it takes me time. I stop things and I need to pause maybe after 15 minutes and rewind. It takes you longer. I said, so that's, you go with the pace that you go at. So what's wrong with that? I said, don't compare yourself to me. Just do the work so you can be free. But who would tell you that it's too much? I said, you've already watched 15 minutes or half an hour of it, or you've watched one of the three that I sent you by now. Is it too much? No, actually, it was really freeing, she said. I recognize a lot of the fruit in my life has to do with my beliefs and the things that I'm saying to myself. I said, so who would want you to say that this video, this deliverance video from wonderful Lady Jerry McGee is too much? I said, would the Father want you to think it's too much? No. I said, would Satan and his demons want you to think it's too much? Yes. So that's how. That's the first fruit inspection. So we're going to take that rotten piece of fruit and we're going to toss it out. We're not going to let it stay with our other good fruit, because rotten fruit spoils good fruit. Good fruit does not turn spoiled fruit into ripe and good and delicious fruit. Toss that spoiled fruit out, and you don't have to put it in the garbage. You could put it in the compost heap. Put it in the compost and turn something that was meant for evil into your good, which is another biblical principle. That's why we don't run from things. We turn and we face it, because we're not people of fear, okay? We have sound minds and we have love and we have the mighty Christ within us, okay? So we don't have to run from things. We turn around and we face it. Once you turn around and you face it, you realize, wow, it just disappeared. Because now after this, my protege was like, wow, this is really good. And she's like, let's move on. So at first she was resisting me. Now she's like, great, let's go to the next one. I said, so what's the next thing? So it's who? And she said, what? I said, yeah. What would be accomplished if you ended up not watching Jerry McGee's videos because that lie told you to believe and to accept that it is too much? And she said, well, I wouldn't watch it. And she goes, because I knew we were meeting today, I watched the first one and it was really good, and I don't even know what was wrong with me. I said, and you wouldn't know. I said, so that's why somebody like me was sent along, so we don't keep, it's very hard to get yourself out of a pit or a ditch. Somebody has to come along and lower a ladder down or some sort of tool to hoist you out of it. And then you come to level ground and you can really see what was going on. But so I said, so what would be accomplished if you didn't watch Jerry McGee's video on word vows? She goes, I wouldn't know to really watch what I'm saying and thinking, and then going back to what I heard my mother and father and my siblings tell me, and even, you know, what the government is saying, what we're learning in school, right? I said, so what would the result be? You would still be in bondage, right? I said, yeah. Okay, so start listening. When you feel yourself resisting, what am I resisting? Who gains if I stay where I am? And then we went to when. And then I said, so here's the one question. When did you begin to believe thinking is too much? There's a psychologist called Eric Byrne. Forgive me if I say his name wrong. But he said there's basically three conditions that human beings have. They think they are not beautiful. They think they are not lovable. And they think that they are not intelligent. This is the first person that I met that had all three of those. And God bless her, because she really is a wonderful woman of God, powerful prayer warrior. And the reason the Real Royal Family is here and it's on a website is because people like my protege abused as a young child, not just by her mother, but by many of her siblings who were allowed to make her the scapegoat. And so that's kind of the answer to this next question. So remember, we did who? We did what? When did you begin to believe that thinking was too much? Well, one of my teachers said that I was slow and not very smart. And I said, and you believed it. Well, kind of, you know, it takes me time to digest things and this and this and that and that, and not as fast as you. I said, you don't have to compare yourself to anyone. You don't compare yourself to me. I'm a unique human being. If I would compare myself to an aviation mechanic, I would totally feel like a Dummkopf. That's not my area of expertise. And so I have no interest. And even if I started trying to learn about it, I just probably would really just lose interest and not be able to do it. But deliverance is for all of us, because the Father wants us free, and free indeed. And in Matthew 15:26, the King James Version, it says, deliverance is the children's bread. So that means we are to be delivered. We are constantly to be delivered. There are so many layers of getting free. It's not just about sitting in a church pew. So we did who, what, when. Now let's go to where. So I asked my protege, where did that information come from that something is too much for you? Then the Lord said, is there anything too hard for me? Aren't you in him and isn't he in you? So where does the idea that something is too much? And so when we flip that idea around or peel the layers off of it, the idea really is saying that I have a form of scarcity and lack. I'm not intelligent enough to understand this. I said, where would that come from? And here's the where thing. And where will that lead you if you keep accepting the concept that something is too much? And so she began to say, wow, this is really just so much. And it came from her family system. So she came from a large family, and there was a lot of, and she's not the only one. I didn't come from necessarily, you know, a large family, but I did come from a group of people who were raised in slavery, and this very demonic information went around to break the African people when they were enslaved in the Americas. This letter is called the Willie Lynch letter. And what it basically did, it is definitely straight from the pits of hell. The concepts of the Willie Lynch letter is the same thing that's in a lot of Black American families. And thank you, Holy Spirit, who is my senior partner in my everything in this life. And what we're going to do right now, I'm going to speak a prayer for every enslaved group of people worldwide from the beginning of when slavery first started, but particularly over the Black American slaves, because scarcity put a venom injected into the Black Americans, so we would begin to fight each other and not figure out ways to get free. And a lot of that is still going on. The Black males and the way they put down the Black females, and then the Black females are saying that I don't need anybody, I'll get it all by myself, and I'm, you know, my child's mother and father. No, you're just 100% a magnificent mother of that child. But right now, thank you, Holy Spirit. We don't receive anything that is not sent from the Father of lights above. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that in all of your power and in all your glory, that you rain down Holy Ghost fire and the blood of Jesus on the Black American people that were slaves. And thank you right now that the chains, the mental chains, the emotional chains, the psychological chains of darkness, you dissolve them and they go as far as the east is from the west. Thank you, Father God, right now that we forgive the slaveholders and the slave captors and even the people, the originators in Africa who sold us to these people to be brought across the seas to become slaves, that we forgive them for their sins, for they know not what they do. And we ask you to forgive us for our sins, for we know not what we do. And I thank you, Father God, right now that you pour the blood of Jesus over the bloodline of the Black American slaves and slave holders and slave traders and their bloodline all the way back to Adam and their seed unto the 10th generation. And by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the decree from the throne of heaven, you made Black people, the people who were birthed in beautiful Africa. You made us Black diamonds. We are something special to you, as are every other people group. But we are the one people group that are immediately able to be identified because of the amount of rich Black melanin that you put in our skin, and that our hair is beautiful and coily and tight. tightly curled. And we thank you right now, Father God, that the purpose that you have for us, that you bring us into you, you take our books out of the hands of the kingdom of darkness, and you rewrite our books so we can go into glory and we can plunder hell and populate heaven. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I bind cage and chain all occult practices, all of rituals, and all curses spoken against the slaves in America, black slaves held in America, and the slave traders who traded us, and also the slaveholders who think that they held us. They didn't hold us. They were holding their own bloodline captive. And I speak freedom to all of us in the mighty name of Jesus. And right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, forgive them and everything that they have gained from being slave traders, everything they have gained from being slave holders, oh Father God. They turn their back to it. Let them give it back and return it from where it came, oh Father God, because they don't want ill-gotten gains, because the wages of sin are death. They don't want what the devil has given them, because then it means that it brings death into their bloodline. And I thank you, Father God, right now that I take the sword of the Spirit and I sever the taproot of the filthy tree of slavery, and that tree now is burned by Holy Ghost fire and it dissolves to ashes, never to rebirth again or be receded, and the dust particles go as far as the east is from the west. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, right now, that every doorway, every portal, every window, every gate that Jesus has closed remains closed, and every doorway, window, portal, gate, and window that Jesus has opened remains nailed open in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are the gift and you are the giver of gifts. And we receive that in the name of Jesus. So we take off the mantle of slavery. The only ones that we are bow our knee to is the one true living God. We don't have any masters except for the Master Jesus, who died for us. And since he died for us, we willingly die for him in the mighty name of Jesus. And that prayer for the black American slaves and the slave traders and the slave holders, right now, you are to receive that and recognize that the privilege and the entitlement that you think you have gained is cursed. So give it to Jesus, because the slave was definitely cursed. But if the slave is cursed, that means the slaveholder is cursed. It's just harder to see it when you believe that you are the dominant one. But guess what? You're not. And you shall see. And we are seeing so many things right now. So this is going to be a part one and two. And so we're going to stay tuned for Fruit Inspectors part two, where we will go into the why and the how. And I love you so much. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you right now. And I'm going to ask you all to just repeat after me. Holy Spirit, fill me up. Holy Spirit, overflow me. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me. And don't let me go. And don't let me let you go. We are interwoven and we are stuck together for life. You and I, Holy Spirit, we are stuck together for life. And the listener and you are also interwoven and stuck like glue, sealed together as a divine seal in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will talk next week, continuing Fruit Inspection, the why and the how.
If you say you love Jesus, roll with him now. All the shots in the world ain't gone, then it's crown. He put the power in your hands, power in your words. It's dominated with the greatest Lord, praise him first. We are soldiers of Jesus.